Good morning, welcome to the Daily Dose. This is Yahya from Emirates NBD CIO office. Asian risk assets on a stronger footing across the board, while safe haven assets have underperformed. The 10-year US Treasury is weakened to 2.72%, while the yellow metal fell to 1,282. Asian indices were driven by the recent stimulus by China. The current talks between US and China are expected to conclude today, and we await for the Fed's minutes due to be released today. The World Bank cut its forecast for global economic growth as slowing growth in trade and investment and rising interest rates snapped momentum. It now expects global expansion of 2.9% this year, down from 3% in 2018, a reduction of 0.1 percentage points from its June forecast. Growth in China was revised downwards, while that in the US was left unchanged, and Japan was revised up to 0.9%. Money collected from the US government's new import tariffs helped offset the loss of revenue it suffered from corporate tax reductions, according to estimates published Tuesday by the Congressional Budget Office. Britain's Parliament resumes a debate on the Brexit withdrawal bill, with Prime Minister Theresa May seeking to avoid a defeat in a vote set for the week of Jan 14th. Sovereign bonds in India dropped on back of high oil prices, raising inflationary concerns. The rise in US Treasury yields is also weighing. The rupee drops after opening higher. The Reserve Bank of India is to purchase Indian rupee 100 billion of government bonds via open market operations tomorrow. Central Bank earlier said it will purchase 500 billion rupees of bonds in January as part of its liquidity injection plan. Skeptics has been mounting on the viability and sustainability of yields offered on the long end of the curve as focus on the 2019 fiscal outlook and upcoming elections are due in May. Thank you and have a great day.